Hello, trackers and science fans. Today I'm flying over an impact crater on planet A1A in the system Synerf XR-H D11-90, where I'm expecting to find an organic growth known as brain trees. They should just be over the lip of that crater. Ah, yes, there they are. I'll just carefully land here and deploy the SRV for a closer look.
Shields offline. Taking damage.
Oops, I'm sure that'll buff out.
Low gravity warning.
The sinuous tree-like growths reaching up through the dank brown mist as if in worship of the dark, pendulous ringed gas giants hanging balefully overhead. Atop each stalk is a grotesque fleshy bulbous growth, its curves and folds reminiscent of a human brain freshly stripped from the skull. My SRV is dwarfed by these growths. The one closest to me must be at least 12 meters high, the fleshy canopy atop each branch several meters across. We don't know a lot about brain trees other than that they can be found in systems near Guardian ancient ruins. The nearest one to this forest is some 18 light years away. We think that we may have been seeded through the galaxy as some kind of organic automated mining system, extracting materials from the planet's surface long after their masters have perished and vanished out of time and memory. The trees can host a number of fungal growths which can be harvested for materials. Cordyceps growths look like a bunch of bright orange fingers turning to red at the pointed tips that haunt my dreams. These drop grade 1 materials like sulfur. Polyporous growths look like an analogue of the terrestrial tree fungus, its dank growth protruding horizontally from the trunk. This can drop grade 2 and 3 materials like arsenic. Musidaean seed pods are like a dismal white sponge-like growth that can drop grade 3 and grade 4 materials. The rarest of all these fungal growths is the phloem excretion, which oozes yellow from the brain-like growths that give the trees their name. This can yield the rarest grade 5 materials, which are highly valued by materials traders. Now, if you listen closely, you can hear the sounds these organisms make as they strain to pull materials from deep under the ground to the surface. Some travellers say that they sing, but surely they're in the grip of space madness. These organisms have nothing to sing about, except a race dead for millennia before mankind even looked up at the stars. Whatever you choose to call it, listen carefully to the sound of the tree. Canon scientists have studied these sounds in great detail and have observed some spectrographic similarities to those emanating from bark mounds. There's reason to believe that brain trees, bark mounds, and guardian ruins might be part of the same family of surface sites. Listen. Listen carefully.
Shields offline. Taking damage.
That's my ship!